As a matter of fact, all the way from Arkansas, back in her hometown of Mexico, local author Ellen Withers. And good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. Excited to catch up with you. I know you get back a couple of times a year, and it's always great to have you come in whenever you do. We've been talking a little bit about your mystery books that you have written. We had talked a little bit about it being up for an award. Just kind of tell us a little bit about that. First off, that's been news a couple of months ago, but how did that go?
Sure. Well, my first book, Show Me Betrayal, was a finalist in two categories for the American Christian Fiction Writers Group, which is a big national group. I was thrilled by it, and it was a finalist in two categories, the debut novel and the mystery suspense thriller categories. And I had tough competition, and that's exactly where I stayed. I stayed as a finalist.
But that's okay. That's quite an honor.
It's okay. It truly was. My publisher was so excited about it, because getting those sort of nominations, it not only reflects on me, but on my publisher, because I had two great editors for that book, and what I turned in would not have been a finalist. So that shows the editing process and how they helped me make it into a much better book.
So. No doubt about it. Now, tell us how many books that you have written so far, and remind folks that are just tuning in a little bit about those books. It's based here in Mexico.
They're based in Mexico, and I had to go to my publisher and get the approval to say, can I say this is really Mexico, Missouri? Because it is. And she said, sure, as long as you don't say anything bad about it. And I said, I certainly won't, because, you know, I was born and raised here. So the first book was, the setting was the AP Greenhouse. That's Show Me Betrayal. The second book was set at, not set at, but featured Graceland, which is the Historical Society main building. And has such a great history involved in that. So I write dual time mysteries. So I do a historical mystery and a contemporary mystery, and they end up being woven together. So anyway, what I'm writing right now is the third book. It's going to be called Show Me Skullduggery, and it is going to be featuring Simmons Staples. So I'm so proud to talk, to feature some of the history of our saddlebred trainers and breeders and all that that was here, been here for over 100 years in town. So I think that's very exciting, and I have a contract for a fourth book.
You do. Hey, that's exciting. Now, when is the third book due out first? And
then
we'll talk about the fourth book a little bit.
I have to turn the book in November, so I'm on crunch time right now. But the third book will be published in May of 2025. And then the fourth book would be May of 2026.
All right. So. Any ideas about that fourth book?
It will be about Hardin College and Presser Arts.
Okay.
Because again, it's another historical structure that has, we have a contemporary Presser Arts that's being developed and wonderful. I saw that To Kill a Mockingbird is on right now.
It is.
I wish I could go. Some of my high school school friends are in it, in the cast. So I'm excited about that. But anyway, that lends itself to a story because of the history of Hardin College and then the Presser Arts and the contemporary.
Well, that is exciting news. Everything else going well for you so far?
I cannot complain. Writing is a dream come true. Now, I had to retire from a real job, but writing's a real job too.
It is, yes.
It takes a lot of hours and time and things, but I just love it. It's not work if you love it.
That's absolutely right. Well, we appreciate you always stopping by here, and it's good to see you. And hopefully next time you're in town, we'll talk a little bit more about that third book and that fourth book. And we're excited to have those come out again.
Thank you. All appreciate right. it.